two kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? All right, Sports Radio 950 KJR, Chuck and Buck in the morning. One more Chuckless day, Buck.
That's it. Then Monday, he's back.
Yeah, he'll be back. We'll get to hear all his stories from Coachucca. Did Jay-Z play Coachucca? Did we get him? I know we got System of a Down. I don't think Jay-Z was able to make it, you know, because of the finals. He's at the finals.
He could jet set back and forth.
Yeah, we got owners. Donald Watts joins us on the program. Good morning. First of all, good morning, Donald.
Good morning. How we doing?
Doing great. Watts Basketball Academy. So we've got owners shoving Kyle Lowry. We've got other owners' wives talking over Beyonce to speak with Jay-Z. And then amidst all that, I guess we've got some basketball being played too, Donald.
You guess, huh?
I guess. I mean,
it's been a great series. You know, going into it, a lot of people assumed that Golden State was just going to do what they've done to most people, you know, in recent history in these last 5 years, and kind of just blow through it. Everybody but Cleveland, they've had trouble with. I guess OKC had them down 3-0 one time, but I had the feeling that Toronto was and Kawhi Leonard were going to be a real thorn in the side of the Golden State Warriors, and that's what happened.
I considered Game 3 to be a must-win for Toronto, being as you don't have KD, then you didn't have Klay, Kevon Looney out, just with all that. If they weren't going to beat them that game, when were they going to beat them again, right? But they go and do handle business. So now where do you look at where these two teams are and where the series is at with Toronto up 2-1 now, with one still left to play in Golden State before it goes back up to Canada?
I think Golden State is in a must-win situation.
Really?
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, obviously what they've done in the past has us, you know, kind of not believing that Toronto could beat them if they were healthy. But Kawhi Leonard, even the games that he plays that he so-called plays bad, he's terrific because he commands so much attention and he passes the ball on time. He trusts his teammates. And really what you're looking at is teams that have two similar styles and different personalities. In Toronto, you have a team that's young, up and coming, hungry. You know, Kawhi has extra motivation with the ankle deal that they, you know, how they did him last time they played. And yeah, it's just to me, they're a lot more evenly matched than, you know, people think. And it's because Toronto has their identity, and Golden State for the first time is in a place where, like, they're kind of not sure. You got, you know, Cousins, who, you know, does he really help or does he disrupt? Even when KD went down, is, you know, it's like, man, you know, they play a little better. You know, I tweeted like, I'm not going to say that they are better, but they play a better brand of style. Well, when KD comes back, how are they going to play? Those things are really important, and you have a Golden State Warriors team that has to figure those things out in order to beat Toronto, in my opinion.
D, one thing real quick. I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, I'm getting to know you fairly well at some of these events we go to, but I don't think you're
a
doctor.
We had fun last time at the poker event, man.
Actually, did you go get that bottle of wine I stuffed in that bush, by the way?
It was 3 days later, but I got it.
Did you really? All right.
For some reason, it took me about 2 or 3 days to remember that it was there.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't take this in the bar.
The Tito's.
Yeah. Tito's, unbelievable. Just walking down the road. This D. Watts guy. So, hey, as much as I do know about you, I don't think you're a doctor, right?
Right.
Okay. But you are a ball player. You played for a long time. You've had injuries. Have you ever, I mean, I'm sure that you've had a tweaked hammy before. Have you ever had that, like a calf injury? When Durant reached down and grabbed his calf, it was like down, like low, like down by the Achilles a little bit. I'm wondering, as a hooper, like how if Clay comes back and plays, how debilitated is he going to be? Is he gonna, how close to 100% do you think he can be? I mean, obviously it depends on how bad he pulled it or strained his hammy. And then the other one, the Kevin Durant one, it doesn't surprise me that he is continuing to sit out, because down lower like that, I would have to think is going to be harder to come back from. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I don't think where Clay is going to struggle is where they kind of need the most help from him, which is on the defensive end. On the defensive side of the ball. I think that, you know, as far as spotting up, shooting, they'll be able to compensate, you know, for the injury as far as, you know, having him move in patterns that he's comfortable with, and having him on the floor offensively with that quick trigger jump shot. You know, he doesn't do a lot more offensively than take, you know, a quick shot or a one dribble pull up. And I feel like that'll probably be, you know, the hamstring won't hamper him too much there. But on that other side, you know, taking the assignment of Kawhi Leonard and doing some things, I would imagine they would keep him away from that, right. Unless that hamstring is 100%. And I don't see how there's any way it could be 100% in 2 days. I know the doctors and trainers have some magical stuff going, but that's a, you know, it looked pretty like it was hurting him pretty bad when he walked off the court. So we'll see about that. And definitely, I mean, you know, I hear people say that, like, for on the KD tip, like, oh, he should just, you know, chill out. And, you know, people are like, you know, why would he play? Well, I mean, he's knocking on a championship and he's going into free agency. And although he, whatever decision he makes, he's going to make it with the hopes that he's going to be a contender. But this is an opportunity that is promised to him. So if he wasn't severely hurt, I think he would definitely be out there on the court.
Husky basketball legend Donald Watts joins us for just another minute. And Don, when this entire stretch of dominance for the Warriors, I've just wondered how many layers really you could strip away from them and them still be effective, still just be able to exert the will on the entire NBA. And I think maybe we've kind of reached that limit with Klay Thompson. Maybe he's just the last layer that they can't afford to be without on this team, because it just looked like defensively they didn't have it. You know, they weren't able to get the stops to be able to go on the kind of runs that they usually go on. Game two, they were able to shut down Toronto for large stretches, almost six minutes for one stretch where Toronto didn't even score. So is Klay just that kind of last link that they have to have if they're going to be without KD and if they're going to be without Kevon Looney and missing all these guys?
I mean, definitely. I mean, it shows you kind of – like, this playoffs has kind of shown you the impact. I think that people kind of discredit the impact that Curry has on the game because he's willing to defer. And to me, that makes him have a greater impact. He's a point guard. You got the greatest scorer in the world, and you throw it to him. You know, like, it's just what you do. A lot of people discount that. And then with Klay going down, it really shows you the impact of the Splash Brothers themselves and the way that they have created a kind of brand that has changed the whole NBA as far as passing, moving, spacing. And without having Klay out there, you know, you don't have that threat that when Draymond gets the ball, that is like an automatic threat that guy has to stay home. And then I've already mentioned what Klay is capable of and the impact that he has on the defensive end. And I think that Draymond and Klay are kind of a 1-2 punch defensively. They have a really good understanding for each other, the same way that Curry and Klay are offensively. So, yeah, you're seeing the layers, and they're not going to get it done if Klay's not, you know, 80 to 90% out here.
All right, Donald Watts, you, Bucky, and myself, I think all three of us fancy ourselves pretty good poker players, so I think we got to get the three of us on the felt once and for all and see really who emerges out of that.
I'm down. I'm down.
Yep, and make sure we get everybody come out. WatchBasketball.com. We're signing up for summer camps right now. Your kids will have a great time. And, see you guys at the gym.
Make sure to do that. WatchBasketball.com again for the Watch Basketball Academy. Thanks very much for joining us, Donald.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's D. Watts, talk NBA Finals. We're going to take a quick break. It's, you know what, it's my favorite part of the show. It's the top 8 stories in 8 minutes. I don't know how you could possibly be bored through that. You won't be. We'll wake you up next. It's the Ocho, Sports Radio 950 KJR.